From the studios of Books in Motion, this is John Pruden reading The Dawn of Midnight by Trevor Scott. Now let's begin with The Dawn of Midnight. Chapter 1. Munich Nights. As the tour bus cruised through the Bavarian hills, Carl Schwartz flipped from thought to thought, unsure of what he should do, not certain if he should act on an impulse as primal as death or life, but infinitely aware that to do nothing was unacceptable, tantamount to defeat. He gazed out at the full moon, bright and glowing off the soft, snow-covered fields, and envisioned hunters huddled in their little wooden boxes high above the edge of those fields, waiting for unsuspecting game to wander from the groomed forests. Shots would ring out in the clear, brisk darkness, echoing from dwarf to dwarf through the dull, hollow air. A clean death was all that mattered. Humans hoped for as much. The bus swept westward along Autobahn 8 toward Munich, with each curve of the road obscuring Carl's view of that precious moon. His mind fluttered by with the frozen trees, and he wondered if Angelique was awake at that very moment in her own bus, distracted by the snow in Switzerland. Her long spiral curls, visibly auburn even in the darkness of the bus, flowing over her blue ski jacket. Her green eyes piercing the mountain peaks like lasers digging for diamonds. He became lost in his own reflection. His eyes were large and close set, between a short nose that had been broken once in a downhill race, but showed little sign of it. His dark, long hair was a disheveled mess from his hat going on and off all day. He needed it.